This is Andrew Phipps. Thank you for joining us for the Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom program. You know, there's so much division in the world and hatred and strife and violence and what we've witnessed in the Middle East. I think this program today will truly be an inspiration and a blessing to you. Stay with us for the entire program. Let's get right to it now. I want you to take the Bible and turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. And tonight, we're going to be trying to preach a little bit. In the book of Proverbs, it says the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretations, the word of the wise and their dark sayings, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole, and those that go down unto the pit. Our Heavenly Father, help us tonight that we would say something that might be of value. We ask it in Christ's name and amen. There are several titles that we could probably give to this message tonight. The instruction book, we could call it, How Are We Going to Live According to the Book of Proverbs. What is a proverb? What distinguishes it from other materials? I think that we could say that wisdom is seeing things through God's perspective. Knowledge is acquired. Wisdom comes from God. Have you ever known or heard of people that you thought, my, they must be very learned. They have degrees from very well-known institutions, higher learning, but you'd think to yourself, my, did I just hear what they said? We need a source of wisdom. We need the saving grace of wisdom, and we need the sufficiency of wisdom. In the book that I'm going to soon have out, I don't know how effective it will be, but I have titled it, It's Always a Struggle, But. And in one of the chapters or so, I deal with this concept. How do we get to the point in our life where that we feel that we may have at least learned something? They say that the school of hard knocks is the best teacher. Somebody said that you're given the test and then later you're given the material for it. I thought years ago that my dad, I thought he was a pretty smart man, but I thought, my, he surely doesn't believe some of those things. But unlike Mark Twain, the older I got seemed like the smarter he got. You know, when you're young, do you ever feel like that you had the feeling that you knew everything and that really you didn't need much help from anybody else? You see, the wisdom of Christ That's a mystery. It goes against the wisdom of the world, them. But we that have been saved, we know that Christ lives in us, the hope of glory. But we have to confront some things. And I got to thinking about this, and you know, as you get a little bit older, I thought, my, I wish I had known some of those things earlier on. I'm being transparent with you tonight. I don't know how good a parent I was. I think sometimes I've apologized to both Andy and Angie, and I've told them that I was sorry. Not just sorry that I didn't provide for them, but there were so many things maybe I could have done with them. And I've come to the conclusion that your family is a very important part of that. The philosopher Macaulay said, those who take no pride in the noble achievements of remote ancestors will never do anything worth being remembered by remote descendants. That's a powerful statement. How are we going to be remembered? You see, for example, I won't dwell on this, but when John Clay's sickness came along, we were forced of necessity to take so much of our time for him. That's what I'm getting to tonight. You see, the world system, as we pray tonight, is against us. I think, and I don't say this to be abrasive, but I think today across the land and country that we probably have the most Bible illiteracy that we've ever had. Even though there are universities and colleges galore, I think we know less about the Bible than we've ever known. Now, we are very fortunate here. We have probably the best adult Sunday school teacher that I've ever sat under. Tremendous. I mean, the depths of what's being presented is just wonderful. But you see, the satanic forces are against us today. Notice what it says here. It says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Surely we couldn't be in the mess that we're in today if, in fact, there was some wisdom. How can we be so lacking in something that ought to be so evident to us? I think back, and some of you may have heard this, but they said if you ask a man something, if the man giving it is slicing an apple and eating the pieces off his knife blade, said pay attention to him. Somebody said that men in bib overalls built America, and men in suits ruined it. There may be some truth in that. You see, when I go back and I think in my own life, I think just how it was a few years ago that seemed like you could just about go anywhere and somebody could give you good advice. Notice what it says here. It says here the instruction in verse number 8 of thy father. How many of us can you remember something maybe your dad told you? Something that you still believe? Something that you still give credence to? Now, my dad wasn't a perfect man by a long shot, but he had some good wisdom. One of the things that I recall about it, and I don't know, seemed like he had a really strange feeling about marriage. He thought folks ought to get married and then live together. Seemed like it was strange. We're in a day and time when we've thrown wisdom out the window. I believe it's been planned in many circumstances. Did you know that the average person, if you went to a class at one of the universities, it would strike you to where that you would probably come home bewildered at what you would hear there. How is it that supposedly we've gotten smart, but we can't identify male and female? We have come to the point in time where we feel like that mob rule is the acceptable, and everybody is wanting a handout. This book in here has something to say about sluggards. The sluggards say, there's a lion in the street. Don't go to work tomorrow. There may be a lion that'll get you. Creep out from behind the corner and you'll not be able to live. Please don't work. They want equity. You know what equity is? It means everybody gets the same. The last time I heard, the Statue of Liberty was called that for a reason and not the Statue of Equality. Why is it? I told Shirley this many times. She's heard some of this, maybe too much. I said, why is it that some people have a propensity to make money? They can earn a good living. Somebody said you could take all of the money from the people that now have it, take it away, and within a short time they'd have it again. I'm not good at that. My dad told me, he said, they could give you a bank and within 6 months it'd be having rummage sales in it. Because I like to spend too easily. I like to, you know, I'm just natured that way. Now, some of my relatives, they bring out a nickel, you can hear the buffalo grunt. But I guess I'm just thinking here. You see, it's who we run with. He's telling these young boys here, don't you go out and late and hang around with those guys that are saying in verse number 11, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. In other words, let's go up here and beat up on some people tonight. Take what they have. Is that not happening across America?
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Well, the master's touch, the man looked up as the scoffers heard him say. He had labored not in vain. Like the story of that crippled man, I too was found myself. But since my master came, all praise his name, thank God I now can say, oh, somebody touch me. Somebody.
I'm here with a good friend, Mike Groth, that I met a few years ago, and he's serving as our United States Senator, one of them, but secondly, he's also running for governor. And Mike, I told you earlier that I appreciate the common sense approach that you bring to the table, like term limits and balanced budgets, all like that. I appreciate your stance.
Well, where I'm from, Jasper, Indiana, DuBois County, that's almost in your DNA to raise that way. I've run on faith, family, and community. I believe in your local and state governments having to say so. I've been there for 4.5 years. How robustly keep fighting and fishing out. We've done a good job there. We've distinguished our office as being the most effective legislator. It's among all Republicans. So it can be done even in a broken system. But it'll truly reform it. Sadly, I don't think people that lead it will do it. And until it gets a balanced budget and term limits, Congress couldn't see that far ahead. Look what they did. They created the system. In those many times, they could have set the example and stayed put. To hurry back to this farm, Washington, Jefferson, sooner or later, I think we'll get that fast. It's going to be the one. I'll keep fighting for it. It was a year and a half I got left. If you elect me governor, I'll make sure Indiana doesn't go the way of other states.
Well, you're a true Christian conservative, right?
I am.
Family,
all of it. Yeah.
Good for you.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen.
Is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy. The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worst off, it's exactly in the kinds of societies that depart from that. So that the record of history is absolutely crystal clear. That there is no alternative way so far discovered of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed by a free enterprise.
Do you know when I was homeless, I told God every day, if you let me make it, when I get there, I'm going to tell everybody it was you. Well, guess what? I'm telling you that it was him. I have no education. I ain't got a degree of any kind. What you see today is a boy that come out the bottom who believed in him when it wasn't no sign of me getting over, who kept doing this thing that his mother taught him. She said, when it get dark for you and you can't find your way, and boy, I was lost. She said, don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't ever be too proud to pray, because prayer changes things. You have got to pray.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now. And as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell. From early survival and great loss to eventual success in many aspects of his life, Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, it's always a struggle, but, by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. I don't like to ask for anything, really. You've been so kind, but if you would include us in your giving and thinking of our program, we think it's very critical. We'll thank you in advance for anything that you can do for Faith, Family, and Freedom. Friends, as you have observed in this program, we're trying to do our best to address some of the most significant topics that we can think about in today's world. Faith, family, and freedom. There aren't any three greater words. We thank you, as always, that you would join us. Tell your neighbors and friends about it. But until the next time, this is your friend, Andrew Phipps. Have a great day.